Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the turn, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's only or a new point, calling with your view, one compared to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, words to the mothers, but the queens and the kings, we gon' get into some things. We been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like. Collective Minds.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, y'all? What up, family? We back. This is your host, Brother Kev.
It's your girl, Rigel, is in the building.
Assalamu alaikum. It's me, Mufasa Ra.
All right, and we are Collective Minds Radio. We back to build on another interesting topic this week. But as always, before we get started, Rigel Starr and my brother Mufasa, how was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
My week was great. Just a brief announcement. Just want to let everybody know that the spinner will be in town, and we'll keep you informed on that next week. I just wanted to throw that out there, so we'll be talking a little bit more about that maybe next week.
All right, and spinner's in town. I know we got a lot of listeners around the country. They'll be in St. Louis. Is that correct?
St. Louis, yes.
All right. So all surrounding areas. Be on the lookout for the spinners. And my brother Mufasa, how was your week?
Hey, all is well, man. All is well. Surviving the hells of North America.
That's right. You got any announcements for us?
No announcements this week.
Okay, nothing major. Okay. Nothing major. All right, everybody ready to get into the topic. I do got a quick announcement now. Did y'all see your boy Kanye on Saturday Night Live last week? Or not last week, I'm sorry, yesterday. Did y'all see your boy Kanye on there? Well, I didn't see it either, but I've been kind of reading the articles, but apparently this brother went on there. Of course, he had the Donald Trump hat on, and he was talking about abolishing the 13th Amendment. He just went on a little rant. You know how Kanye do. He go on them rant where he just be talking, and he had on a free Hoover shirt as well. So that was kind of interesting. He had on a free Larry Hoover shirt, which was the gang member that was, you know, that's in prison from Chicago. And he also had on a Donald Trump hat. But, yeah, just check that out when y'all get a chance. But he just went on a rant. You know, basically talking about the love and, you know, the love is going to get us through everything and all that stuff. So just pretty interesting that, you know, Kanye is on that train with Trump. So just, you know, if y'all get a chance, just check it out. Like I said, I don't watch Saturday Night Live, but I just seen like a little blurb and a story about it. But just thought that was interesting, you know, for the family to check out. But without further ado, y'all, this is Collective Minds Radio. This is not a spectator sport. Please give us a call. We want to hear everyone's opinion. The number is 929-477-1697. And this week we are talking about the hot topic on the block, which is Bill Cosby. "Quote unquote," America's dad was sentenced to 3 to 10 years for sexual assault, and you know, it was been hot. It kind of blew up the internet, so we want to get everyone's opinion. Give us a call if you got something to say. You want to chime in? What do you think about it? And, yeah, we go build on this. So I guess we'll go to Rigel Starr first. Your boy Bill Cosby got 3 to 10 years, and, you know, they had the mug shot out, and, you know, they kind of had people feeling a certain kind of way. But how do you feel about Bill Cosby being sentenced to 3 to 10 years for sexual assault?
I don't think he should have been sentenced. I really don't. And especially, it's a, I have a different perspective since I'm a female. So I don't condone any type of sexual bullying and, you know, predators and things like that. Totally don't condone that. But my concern is the legitimacy of the case and the people who's accusing him, you know. So I just don't think it was a fair judgment. You know, so many years have went past. These women were grown when it happened. And as a grown woman, you know how to handle those things. And if you choose not to address it at that time, I don't think it's just all about fear as a grown woman. Now, as a child, I can see fear controlling your decision as a child. But a woman with experience of life, and clearly these women had experience of life because of the position that they were in. You know, it's not like they was just some shy, sheltered women that didn't really get out. They were actually in the spotlight. You know, these were celebrities, and they were mixing and mingling with different people. So they was out there communicating. So clearly they, you know, how to communicate. So if you're in a position where someone has done you wrong as a grown, productive adult, you know how to handle that. I can't say that they didn't have any fear, but as a grown woman, fear would not control your decision. You would just still go in fear to the police or to someone and say, hey, they did this to me. You don't just let somebody walk over you as an adult. You know how to handle those situations. So to me, this seems a little shady that they chose not to say something. You know, a lot of times what that means is it's like, you know, dirty hands don't go to court. So I think it was something that they wasn't right about, and that's why they chose not to say nothing then. It was something. It just seemed like foolishness to me, you know. If it really happened the way that they had, that the way that they said, then, okay, maybe he should get house arrest at his age, because I still think they should be penalized for not saying something. You speak up. You teach your kids to speak up. I know I teach my kids to speak up. If something goes down, something is not right, something goes wrong, speak up. And if you sitting up here and don't live the rest of your life not saying nothing, you got to be penalized for that. And I don't think he should be locked up. I think if anything, if they wanted to choose to believe the women, then give them house arrest, because I think they should be penalized as well. And that's just really how I see the whole thing.
Yes, indeed. All right, my brother Mufasa. This is Bill Cosby here. America's dad. What happened? How do you feel about Mr. Bill Cosby?
It is what it is.
Years old, getting sentenced 3 to 10 years for sexual assault. Let us have it. Make it plain, brother Mufasa. Make it plain.
I'm gonna do my best to make it plain. I'm gonna do my best.
Make it plain for us, bro.
I got a lot to say on this. First off, let me start with Bill. Bill, listen, Bill. First off, you're married to a sister. Okay?
That's right.
Be with your sister. When you started tipping outside of your race with your stature, you're putting yourself at risk. Now, you put yourself at risk to what came your way. Oh, you got a bullseye on you. I mean, you the Cosby, you the man that came up with Fat Albert. I can say the Cosby Charters, you got a bullseye on you. You got to watch how you moving, brother. You know, the comments that he made on the Larry King show about Spanish Fly. You're sitting there niggling and giggling.
I'm glad you
brought
that up.
Somebody ain't your kind about that situation. Just shows that you wasn't careful in how you moving, brother. Stay out white people's face. I just gotta say it like this. Stay out white people's face. All that thinking ain't your friend. You see where it got you. It got you 3-10. You should have been dealing with Camille.
That's
alone.
Right. Yeah.
You should have been dealing with Camille. You know? You put yourself in this situation, brother. I'm sorry. You did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really upsetting to me. It's really bothersome to me that you did this. Now, to jump off of Bill for a second, to jump into that wench. I shouldn't have said that. That wasn't nice. That wasn't nice. That woman who filed that civil suit, how you going to file a civil suit, get $3.8 million? You should have been cool. You got paid for whatever you went through, whatever went down at that man crib, you got something out of it. You got a couple of meal tickets to go on about your business. Now, whatever brought it back up in 2015, I don't know if it was because of her or something opened up and made it open back up. I don't know. But that's crookedness in my opinion. How the man going to plead out on a civil suit and pay out his money, pay out $3 million on something, then you come back and charge him with some stuff he's already settled out in?
Yeah.
And that shows you just how wicked this system is. It's crooked. You know?
Yes, sir.
And then she on that, when he get convicted, smiling and happy. You just see the devil all in her face. I mean,
yes,
come on, kid. You got $3.something million. Man, be happy with that. Man, what gratification you get out of seeing an 80-something-year-old man go to jail.
Right.
To show that you gratified and happy. It just shows the evilness within yourself. Like, dang, you got a settlement over it. Chill. Chill the F out. Ain't like you ain't get nothing. You got something. Chill out. Take your meal, go do something. You know, be a spokesman. You know, chill. But to be sitting up here skinning and grinning, like, you know, you just got straight busted open, I guess.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Wickedness. The system's wicked. Her actions is wicked. And Bill, you was out of line. You was off cold, brother. You was off cold and out of line.
Yes,
way
sir.
Off cold. You had a beautiful sister that, man, deal with your sister. Why are you going up there, you know, fraternizing, finalizing with these people that you see that you know? Well, maybe you didn't know, but you should have known.
Mm-hmm.
Don't love you, bro.
Exactly.
Ain't got your back. You
know,
it's shameful. Now you got to sit here and sit in prison doing hard time.
He in state prison. So now,
state
for the listeners, Mufasa, if you could break it down, is state worse than federal? From what I heard,
In my opinion, yes, it is.
They said they gave him the hard time. They gave him state time. So
three to ten years. Then they like if you survive it, you got to be registered as a sex offender.
Man.
You know, Bill.
Yeah.
Wow. Bill, brother. You know, these brothers going to learn. And I'm saying it. You brothers going to learn to stay with your own. You going to learn to stay with your own, especially when you in some type of position of power and trying to make these power moves. You going to learn.
It is what it is.
Learn the hard way, like Bill learned the hard way.
Yes, sir. Doing hard time, man. That was well said, Brother Mufasa. And we will get to the phone lines here in a second, family. This is Collective Minds Radio. Please give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get to the calls, I'm going to just give a quick breakdown because I know a lot of people, you know, if you just listen to the media, it's a lot of misconceptions being thrown out there because all you're hearing is these women say, rape, rape, rape. I was raped, raped, raped. You know, he gave me these pills without me knowing, blah, blah, blah. That's the narrative that they push him. But I just want to deal with some facts real quick. Number one, Bill Cosby was never charged or convicted of rape. I'm going to say it one more time. Bill Cosby was never charged or convicted of rape. Okay, he got the 3 to 10 years for sexual assault. Okay. Also, in the deposition, which you can read online, the deposition is online from 2004 or 5, I believe, when he had the civil suit with Andrea Constantine, which this is the case he was on trial for, was sexually assaulting her. So he never confessed to raping women, and in the deposition, he never admitted to giving these women pills unknowingly. He admitted to buying the Quaaludes from a doctor and giving them to women to have sex. But he's saying, according to his words, that it was consensual. Like the woman knew about the drugs, they was taking them, and everything was consensual. Okay, so that's according to the deposition. Now, what we have to look at, because people are saying, well, 60 women won't lie or all these women won't lie. Well, a lot of those women were not even vetted, okay? They just came up with stories of what was going on. You know, Bill had met a few women. I'm going to just give you an example of one of the accusations from one of the women, and then y'all tell me what does this sound like. This is according to Barbara Bowman, which was one of the quote-unquote 60 women. And she says she was introduced to Cosby as a 17-year-old aspiring actress and model in 1985. For the next 2 years, she says Cosby flew her to events, moved her to New York, and repeatedly drugged and raped her until she wiggled out of his grasp. Okay, now listen to that. Let me repeat that one more time. She says Cosby flew her to events, moved her to New York, and repeatedly drugged and raped her until she wriggled out of his grasp and he wrote her off. Okay. Now, that sounds like an arrangement they had, because how are you repeatedly being raped? You see what I'm saying? So when I read something like that, it's like, okay, he was paying for your apartment, he moved you to New York, blah, blah, blah. Y'all had a situation and, you know, he was giving you drugs. And y'all were having sex. That sounds like consensual, especially if you went back a few times. And then also with the other accusers, like they were making claims that he was at the Playboy Mansion at this time, and it came to find out it wasn't even the year he was out of town or in another state. So a lot of those women's stories were not even vetted, and Cosby's lawyers exposed them and got a lot of their stories just kind of thrown out. So, you know, I just want to put that out for the record. Also, this particular case, again, was with Andrea Constantine, but this is a retrial of a mistrial. Okay, they had a civil suit that Brother Mufasa touched on, which they settled for $3.8 million in 2006 for Andrea Constantine. She tried to come up with a criminal trial and prosecute, but the judge before this particular judge threw it out for lack of evidence. Okay, so now we're going through, this was the retrial. So the fix was in, they were going to do anything they could to, you know, to get Cosby convicted. You see what I'm saying? They were going to do anything they could to get Cosby convicted. Now, because Cosby is not innocent, we do know this. What is Cosby guilty of, right? Okay, he was cheating on his wife, which, you know, Brother Mufasa alluded on. You know, dead wrong for that, morally wrong, but that is not a crime, okay? He was buying Quaaludes. He did admit to buying drugs. So where's the doctor? You know, they gave him the drugs, knowing that he didn't need them. So you know what I'm saying? So we need to look into that. Now, he's also guilty of sleeping with a lot of white women. Now, in America, any sex between a black man and a white woman can be constituted as rape. Period, point blank. Say that again. Any sex between a black male and a white woman can be constituted as rape. Because all she has to do is just say rape, and you're going down just based on that, even though it was consensual. So that was the problem. He's also guilty of using his power, influence, money, fame to have sex with women. But that is not a crime either, because a lot of powerful men, rich men in these positions do that, but that is not a crime. You see what I'm saying? So Cosby was doing what a lot of powerful men in Hollywood do. You see what I'm saying? Was it foul? Oh, that's the question you got to ask, you know, depending on where your morals at. Is he a violent sexual predator like the judge in this case said? Violent, I don't know. Sexual predator, you know, you can make an argument. You see what I'm saying? You can make an argument for that. Now, what I want to do is get into how this all came about on Bill, right? Because we got to think about this. Bill is a comedian. He's been doing comedy since like the 70s, and he got the Cosby Show in 84, and that ran from 84 to 92. Now, the Cosby Show was a Boule agenda, okay? Now, the Boule, for those that don't know, is a society of black elite, which basically is the buffer between, you know, the blacks and the elite whites. So their thing with the Boule is all we have to do as black people is get an education, you know, work, pull out of a bad bootstraps, and don't complain about racism. Just do your thing, turn the other cheek, and just work and get your money. And, you know, these good white people leave you alone. We're going deep, because that's the overall agenda of the Cosby Show. You see what I'm saying? And I have to admit, I fell for it. I love the Cosby Show. But the Cosby Show was a fantasy world for black life. It was a two-parent home. One was a doctor. One was a lawyer. You know, they were successful. They had non-threatening shows, non-threatening kids. You got Theo Huxtable. You got, you know, Denise, Vanessa, Rudy. It was just a beautiful family. But we have to keep in mind that that was a fantasy. You see what I'm saying? And the show was on, like I said, from 84 to 92, which was the height of the crack era. It was the height of violence in America and in black communities, when most of us, you know, we didn't live that life. We watched the Cosby Show to escape to, you know, they kind of gave us an idea of what, quote unquote, life could be like if we just followed the rules and went to school and, you know, did those type of things. You see what I'm saying? So we got caught up in that whole Boule agenda. Now, what Cosby did, because the Cosby Show, this is what it was supposed to represent. For white people, it was supposed to show them, you know, that black people can be non-threatening, we can work, we can get along, happy family, without all the extra. And it was to show, again, black people that if we just, you know, got along with society, went to school, didn't complain about racism or anything, we would be okay. Okay. Now, the problem with Bill was he took the persona of Cliff Huxtable to another level, right? He took the persona of Cliff Huxtable and made that himself even after the show went off. Because the reason why I say that is because he took it upon himself to ridicule black people. He ridiculed black comedians, Eddie Murphy. You know, you can't say Flip, Florence Flip. He talked about Martin. He talked about Def Comedy Jam. He talked about the language. So he basically took on the persona of Cliff Huxtable, even though he was doing all these things behind the scenes. You see what I'm saying? So that's where he messed up, trying to police black people and be the quote-unquote father of black people. And I just want to give you guys some remarks that that he had made. This is from Bill Cosby when he went on the tour where it was the Brown versus Board of Education anniversary, and he went on record basically going on tour talking about black people. Okay. And he said, let me get the quote. He said, you've got to, now he's talking to black men, you've got to stop beating up your women because you can't find a job, because you didn't want to get an education, and now you're earning minimum wage. Cosby said, you should have thought more of yourself when you were in high school when you had an opportunity. Whoa, Bill. You see what I'm saying? Slow down. Like, this is what he was doing. Here's another quote. He was like, everyone knows it's important to speak English except these knuckleheads, talking about poor black people. You can't be a doctor with that kind of crap coming out your mouth. That quote is important because he's saying you can't be a doctor. What did he play on the Cosby Show? A doctor. But, Bill, that is not you in real life. You see what I'm saying? You cannot take on that persona. You're playing a character, and that is not who you are. You're not a doctor. You're a comedian. You're an actor. You see what I'm saying? So part of Bill's downfall was trying to take that persona that he had on a Cosby Show, uphold it, but behind the scenes he's doing something totally different. You see what I'm saying? He's fraternizing with white women, cheating on his wife, so on and so forth, buying drugs, partying, Playboy Mansion. But in the spotlight, he wants to uphold this other persona. And I think what it is a lot of these things are just coming back to bite him. You know what I'm saying? These things are just coming back to bite Bill because he put it out there. If he would have just laid low, you know, Cosby Show reruns, just went, you know, just lay low, enjoy your money, enjoy your success, then he probably would have been cool. You know what I'm saying? But when he comes out and speaking out, and also here's another quote that's pretty deep. Here's another quote. Because for me, this is from Bill, because for me, it is almost analgesic to talk about what the white man is doing against us. And it keeps us frozen in their seat, and it keeps you frozen in your hole you're sitting in. Okay? That's from Bill. End quote. So he's talking about, you know, we shouldn't talk about the white man and this and that, but his lawyer verbatim said this was the most racist trial in America. So, Bill, what side of the fence are you on? Like, you cannot tell us to do one thing, and then now when they come down on you, like you've known that they would, now you want to say it's racial. But where was this racism before when they was letting you run around and party, you know, with all these women? And everybody knew what he was doing. They say he was doing this since the 70s. You see what I'm saying? The Cosby Show didn't come on till 14 years later, to 1984. So everyone knew up to this point. Everyone knew, maybe most of the public didn't know, but people within those circles knew how Bill got down. You see what I'm saying? But they build him up, put him on this pedestal, raised him as America's dad, you know, the top show, number one show on NBC, all that. You see what I'm saying? Knowing what he's doing. You know, but the public wasn't privy to what he was doing. So when it all comes out, everybody
is what it is,
including me. But I just had to break it down. Like, okay, Bill Cosby is not Cliff Huxtable. That was a fantasy. That was it wasn't the reality for most black people in America. You know, we watched it to escape our reality, so to speak. You know, but that wasn't the reality, especially at that time. So for Bill, after the show had gone off, to go on this tour and talk down on black people, talk down on black comedians, black life, and poor people, that was just, that just filled his fate right there, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave it right there for now. This is Collective Minds Radio, y'all. Give us a call. The number
is 99-477-1697.
So now, I want to ask y'all. Go ahead.
Well, not with
go ahead.
I was just going to mention something about the when he was on that show that Mufasa talked about, Larry's show.
Right,
now, when I watched the clip of that interview, that three points that they were talking about, Bill didn't even finish a lot of his statements. Larry seemed like he was well educated about what was going on. I didn't hear him say anything that was so rude. I mean, it was like they was talking about a sport. Like, they both were talking about the same thing. Larry didn't seem like he was ignorant or disgusted by what Bill was saying. He was very engaged as well.
Right.
So I didn't understand why did Bill look so crazy when they both, to me, had the same engagement of the topic. You know, even when Bill couldn't even think of some of the words, Larry helped them out. It's this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
they all doing the same thing.
You know, Bill was a little stumbled. You know, he stumbled on some words, and Larry, he quickly rushed in to help
Lord
him out
and
give him the correct word and the correct correct terms. But they were both. I don't even look at it as luring him in, because they both was engaged. Just how the person who's looking at it, if they just go and just interpret it or just listen to Bill, then I guess that's just what they do. But they both was talking, had the same conversation. They was both had the same energy. They both was educated and knowledgeable about the same thing. They was both saying
right,
the same thing. So,
but the buddy,
I already know what the buddy.
Larry's wife. Larry's white and Bill.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what it comes down to.
And
right.
He got, and that's why I say lured in, because unfortunately Bill thought that it was all good, but it's not. And that just showed us even, again. That's another way, another lesson for us to show that it's not all good. And he wasn't Bill wasn't on code. He wasn't on code.
Yep. With the amount of money Bill had, he should have been protecting himself by unifying black folks. You know, he donated money to HBCUs, and, you know, with the show A Different World, that raised the enrollment in black colleges and universities. However, Bill should have been grooming, you know, individual people to be lawyers and doctors, you know, just so he can have a team, because you're protected in unity.
Right back.
You see what I'm saying? You're protected in unity, and with the amount of money he had, he could have really been building a quote-unquote fort of people to protect him, instead of going off on folks, instead of clowning black people and black comedians and, you know, telling them don't talk about this and don't do that. Bill could have really been, you know, fortifying himself by using some of that money to build an infrastructure to where black people can support him. You know what I'm saying? Even though black people, we know that this case was a sham and, you know, Bill is getting railroaded, Bill is also guilty of some things. You know what I'm saying? He's guilty of some things. Now, should the man at 81 years old be going to state prison? I don't think so.
Right, of course not, because we're all guilty of some things, you know, but those,
I don't think so.
He go to prison for those things? I just still say no, even as a woman. I say no. I just don't, to me, and I probably don't know a whole lot about the case and the accusations. Apparently I don't, because if I'm going to judge him based off what I know, that man should not be in prison, because I still feel like these women should have spoken up. Why wait all this time, all these years, and then go back.
And then
something.
You go back.
Not,
exactly.
Yeah, you went all the way back to that. You know, it's almost like, okay, once you're no longer in danger, you didn't say nothing, you moved on all these years, you have removed yourself from the danger, then why are you going back? It's some reason. It's something. It just doesn't seem all the way right to me. But
right,
I was going to ask you
this, because the story that I read of the one woman who says Cosby flew her to events, he moved her to New York.
The 17-year-old.
Repeatedly. Right, 17-year-old. Well, she was 17 when she met him, so this could have been after.
Right, okay.
You know, she was 17,
right.
But she was 17 when she met him. So he buy her apartment in New York. She claims he repeatedly drugged and raped her until she wriggled out of his grasp.
That's ridiculous.
It sounds like to me, exactly, she was an opportunity.
Okay, now wait a minute. She said, but listen, she said till what? Finish
until
that.
Until she wriggled out of his grasp and he wrote her off.
Okay,
until
first
she
off,
wriggled
that's
out of his grasp.
That's two how you wiggle out of your way and then he wrote you off. That's two different situations.
Exactly.
You either wiggled out or
exactly.
He wrote you off. He
exactly.
wrote you off, and you mad.
Exactly. And you mad. Now, how do you repeatedly get drugged and raped? Okay, it's the first
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Who allows somebody to repeatedly do
you.
That?
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
But these are the type of
that's ridiculous.
Accusations that have come down from this man. You know, one lady even said that he brushed up on her at an audition or something, grabbed her by the waist or something like that. Like,
oh my
it's a lot of these things, like I say, are vague.
And she remembered that from all this time. She was in love. Let's go to the phone line. Let's take caller area code 314-616. Caller, do you have a question or a comment?
Peace. Black supremacy. How's everybody doing?
Peace. We good. How you doing,
caller? Hey, caller.
Peace.
Wonderful. I just want to touch bases with the whole Cosby situation. And, you know, hey, me personally, I don't think any black person should be doing any kind of time under the system of white supremacy. But I think that when we look at the Cosby Show, was kind of like a black Disney, if you will. It was a wormhole
mm-hmm.
of illusion. And
yeah.
Bill Cosby was a Illuminati pawn, a puppet, if you will. I mean, when it comes
mm-hmm.
to puppets and pawn, puppets, man, look here, Kermit the Frog ain't got nothing on Bill Cosby, you know.
Right.
And I think that when you look at the time by which the show came on, it was perfect timing because this came on in the 80s, and we think about
yep.
black people in the 60s and the 70s, you're dealing with the civil rights movement, then, you know, having the Black Panther Party, you know,
mm-hmm.
destroyed and all those things. So in the 80s, now we're dealing with the drug crisis in the Reagan era and unemployment.
Yep.
So now we've been tuned into the program that, hey, if you just comply
yep.
and be a good nigger for the white man,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can get a,
yep.
you know, get you a job and get this and get that. So it was
yep.
a deception that was pulling
yep.
you into the matrix and you know, putting you back to sleep. So it was like a time
yep.
when we should have been on some black supremacy, black nationalism type stuff and
mm-hmm.
just pulled us back into the game, trying to get you to play the game. And as far
yep.
as the, you know, so-called victims that they're coming out with these accusations, what a lot of black people have to understand, but I know we don't because it's the thing the white man tells you, is he was not only a pawn in their game, if you will, but he was a handler and he was an initiator. So these
mm-hmm.
people were coming to him as through a ritual because they're practicing dark magic. But that's not the
mm-hmm.
part of the game they're going to give you, you know.
Right.
So these women were well aware of what they were getting themselves into. I mean, if I come to your room at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, we're not coming to
right.
have coffee and go over the script, you know.
Exactly.
So, but at the same time, the way the game is played is, you know, they use this stuff as evidence. So in the event that you deviate from the game,
mm-hmm.
then we have something that we can fall back on. And we saw that
mm-hmm.
they did that with Kanye. Because finding out when you're dealing with Hollywood and this whole
professional
dark magic thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
the initial thing is to have an intervention with you to pull you back into, hey, let's get you back back on Cole, what we're doing, and we saw that with him many years ago when they killed his son. So then now here it is, he comes back, and he's trying to get a network. And we have to understand that if TV is a programming device, what was he going to do to modify the program? Because right now, the code and the program is gangsterism, niggerism, you know, a bunch of ratchet stuff, teen pregnancy, all this foolish stuff is being perpetuated on TV. So if he was going to deviate from that onto something else, that was going to become a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
indeed,
you know,
man.
When I look at what he's doing, you know, and I'll talk to some brothers who are also kind of enlightened on this thing, you know, don't be surprised if Obama's not next. You know, they might come out to Oprah Winfrey. I heard Eddie Griffin say a while back that no black man is going to leave Hollywood without some kind of fame on him. And that's a fact.
That's right.
The goal is we need to get ourselves away from the game completely and stop stepping into their chessboard thinking that as a pawn, I could become a king on the other side of the board. That's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, indeed. Man, Carly, you made some excellent points. And I would say,
it is,
you know,
what it is.
Shame, and I'm included in this, so don't take it, you know, don't take it like I'm saying. I'm included in this. Shame on black people for falling for the illusion of the Cosby Show. It was all agenda. As I look back in hindsight, the Cosby Show was all an agenda, and it wasn't reality for black people, and it wasn't it didn't teach us the reality of America and how to combat this reality. You see what I'm saying? The Cosby Show was on in the 80s, the height of drugs in our community, the height of AIDS, the height of violence. You see. And it was an illusion because we think, I'm hearing some background.
It is what it is.
But what it is we fell for the illusion that if we just put our heads down and worked hard and just got along, everything would be okay. These good white folks would just treat you nice. That is deception. Because what black people have to understand is racism is not about our behavior. I'm going to say that again. Racism is not about our behavior. They don't mistreat us because our pants sag, because we say nigger, because our English broken, because none of that. That has nothing to do with racism. That's why I always say we need to study the system.
Am I
that
still
way
here?
We can understand. Yeah, you still on.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to
okay.
make another comment, Paul.
I want to add another point to that. So, on top of him being the pawn and being the wormhole of illusion, luring you into the matrix, what I also want to say is this was an illusion of a false messiah for black people. Like you're saying, that if I put my head down and work hard and this, that, and the other. So they have to slay your messiah in the matrix. And a side note on that is what they're really saying in your mind is that black men are dangerous. You can't trust nobody.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's on the table.
Right. Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And hey, if Bill is guilty, I mean, it's one thing to give me, you know, whoever you think or perceive to be a dangerous black man, but come on, man, Cosby.
Right.
You know, the Junkyard Kids and Different World and all that kind of stuff. So that was also something that they were throwing at you. You know, a guy with a clean image, if he's a black man, he still can't be trusted. And then we had this idiot Amber Rose, who's on a white supremacist bandwagon with the feminist movement, said, hey. He ought to get out and die.
Right. Right. Yeah, which is crazy, you know. But, again, the matrix, this is what they were also showing. This is part two of the agenda. They were showing that the black male, even in his old age, is still the face of sexual predators. You see what I'm saying? The black man has always been the sexual predator. This is how you have these cases, these false cases of, you know, black men raping women and Emmett Till and just all these stories that happen. By you convicting Bill Cosby of this, you just solidifying it. Okay, look, black males are dangerous. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling in, Colin. But you just reinforce that stereotype that the black man is the proverbial sexual predator and needs to be feared.
It is what it is.
So they were sending a few different messages. Also, there was a message being sent, I believe, to black celebrities, okay, to stay in your place. We watching you. We got dirt on you. And at any moment when you don't comply or go off script, we'll just expose you. And we'll assassinate your character and, you know, ruin your legacy like this. The Cosby legacy is pretty much dead at this point. There is no more, you know, there is no more Cliff Huxtable being cleaned off. Every time you look at that show, this particular case
yeah,
is going to come up.
Or
that image, right, or that image of him being in handcuffs with the one lazy eye and the suspenders and a white shirt, that image is forever bedded in the psyche.
Eye,
of
oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's just real.
Oh, my gosh.
That
it is what it is.
The one lazy eye. Okay, let's go to the call lines.
Let's go to
the call area code 336-965. Caller, you have a question or a comment?
Not at this time. I'm just listening to what you're saying, so not at this time.
Okay. Any comment on Bill Cosby? Did you watch the Cosby Show? The Fat Albert
Kids? Of course
kids,
I did. Everyone did. Everyone did.
Yeah.
Of course. And I thought it was a good show, and I thought it was very good because it was showing you that black people can do something better than what they've been doing. And I thought it was a good role model. But some of the things he did, I understand that when people get money, they think they can do anything they want to do because they have money. And that is not right. But I don't have any more comments on that. I don't know.
Okay. Indeed. Thank you, Carla. Indeed.
Okay.
So, yeah. I definitely agree with that. I think the show to a certain extent was for good role modelship. I think the only thing it left out was the context in which we live. Because if we look, speaking of the Cosby Show. I know he had other shows, but the Cosby Show is like a mainstay. It was a big show. So when we look at the Cosby Show, they never really dealt with real issues,
right.
You know. I think
there
was a joint.
I don't
know
about
saying,
that.
But
we really might need to look into that a little harder because I'm not gonna bash the actual show, so to speak, because I think it did touch some issues, and then by giving us some positive stuff to look at, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's almost like playing a role, like white people have Batman, Superman, so we can have some stuff to. You know, to change the dynamics of how we may be living. We might not be living like that, but it don't hurt to have something to look forward to. My big problem was with the man outside the show.
Right.
I don't have an issue with the show, so to speak, because I know I take it as it's a show. You know, just like you watch a movie, it's a movie. But with the actions of the man outside of it, then that's a whole nother ordeal. Because even on the show, you portray in a certain light. But outside the show, you sleep around with white women buying dope. Getting them high. You know, you engage
in
all
this. It is what it is.
All this fugaziness, all that crackatosis stuff. You know, you shouldn't have been doing that. But on the show, you doing something else. So I ain't going to bash the show myself, but it's just his actions outside the show.
Well, I don't think anybody's bashing the show. I don't think that's a bash on the show.
I'm not bashing the show. I'm looking at it.
That's not a bash.
I'm looking at it from a retrospective position, because even when we look at like the old black shows like Good Times, one of the popular shows, they would get a little more deeper, even though I guess they was in a project, but they would get a little more deeper and what you call a little more political, a little more social on that show. The Cosby Show, like I said, was a fantasy world for us to escape. You know, they dealing with
nothing wrong with
you know. Nothing wrong with it, but
it is what it is.
Reality as well. And then when you look at the later shows, he started to deal with certain things, dynamics that go on in the black community. Like when Theo started working, I think at the little youth center on the later shows, he was working with the kids in the, you know, in the hood or whatever. And then they had the cousin Charmaine that was on the show, and she came in and kind of brought because she was like from the neighborhood, so she kind of brought a different element. But it was one of those safe shows, so I'm not knocking the show, because like I said, I enjoyed the show. I used to watch it every Thursday at 7, know when it come on and everything. So I really enjoyed the show. But what I'm saying is, it was the fantasy and the person Bill Cosby took that character and took that persona outside of that particular legacy. He should have just left Cliff Huxtable where he was and not think that you're the father figure of black people and go on these rants and try to, you know, reprimand and demean and talk about folks for what they're doing, because that's not your job. You're not a doctor. You know what I'm saying? And you don't go on these white platforms and down black people. Even if what he was saying about black people was true, that's a conversation that black people need to have with each other. You don't go on these other shows and talk down on black people to try to get, you know, some brownie points or some pats on the head from white people. You just don't do that. You know, that's a conversation that black people need to have with each other and for each other. You see what I'm saying? You don't do it in a condescending way. So I think a lot of that came back to bite them. You know, so if you just joining the job, in so many words, you know, if you're just joining us, y'all, this Collective Minds Radio, Brother Mufasa Ra, I'm Brother Kev and Rigel Starr, and we are talking about this Bill Cosby sentencing. Last week he was sentenced to 3 to 10 years for sexual assault, not rape. Like, that's the narrative, not rape. He was convicted of sexual assault, and this was actually the retrial of a civil suit that was filed in 2005 or 6, and also a retrial of a mistrial that the judge before this threw out the case because there was not enough evidence. And then somehow they picked it up again, and here we are today with the man being convicted 3 to 10 years at 81 years old. So give us a call. Let us know what you think. The number is 929-477-1697. So now, another thing that people be saying, well, this trial was about protecting women, and, you know, if he gets convicted, this is a victory for all the women who's ever been sexually assaulted and all this and that. Now, see, that is where the trap comes in. You see what I'm saying? Because this trial was not whatsoever about protecting women or protecting victims. It was not.
Right.
Because
I don't feel any safer that he's locked up. I don't feel anything as far as protection goes,
right,
that he's locked up.
This is what I'm saying, you know, but that's the narrative they're pushing. And ironically, with the whole Me Too movement, Bill Cosby is the only person thus far who has been convicted. So I find that, well, I guess I could say ironic, but I find that very interesting that he's the only one that was convicted. When we know what goes on in Hollywood, sexual assault-wise,
what it is,
and with pedophilia. You dig what I'm saying? So make no mistake, this trial was not about protecting women from sexual assault. There was an agenda with this trial. They wanted to bring down this particular legacy and, again, show that black men are the face of sexual predatory acts. You know what I'm saying? So, again, and keep in mind, y'all, this is the same
thing in
Pennsylvania where they released a case where the priest weren't charged, but they were. They had a case where they abused over 1,000 children over so many years. This is in the same state. This is in Pennsylvania. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, they letting this kind of stuff go, but then they want to come down hard on Bill. So we got to pay attention to everything. There's an agenda with a lot of these things, like the call alluded to. And we just got to be, you know, be on top of what message they're trying to send and the agenda that's at hand. Because if you think that these people are moral and they're just looking to protect women and they want to stop sexual assault, yeah, you cannot be further from the truth. You see what I'm saying? We live in a country where we are judged by people who could be doing worse stuff than us morally. Now, trip
exactly.
off that. You can be judged by someone who's a judge, and he could be a pedophile. He could be beating his wife. He could be cheating his wife. But yet he has
Facts.
The authority to send you to prison for petty theft or quote-unquote assault. When this person could be doing worse things morally than you have ever done in your life.
Facts.
This is the type of system we live in. This is what we're dealing with. And we have to learn how to navigate in the wilderness of North America, like my brother Mufasa said. We got to learn how to navigate because it's not going to get any easier for black men. I think this sends a message to a lot of women that, hey, you know, and I'm going to just put it out here like this. I think it sent the message to white women that, hey, if you wake up and you slept with a black man and you don't feel like, you know, you should have did that, just go to the police that
right,
next
you
morning.
Want, yeah, you want to change your mind. Yeah,
you
want to
change
your
mind.
It ain't even got to be the next morning.
According to this. With this case, it don't
you
even have to be the next
anytime
morning.
You can wait any time in your living life.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. So, you know, brothers beware. This is not a game. This case did set a precedent. As far as you being charged with rape, you know, you out here being promiscuous or sleeping and doing all these other things, you have to be very careful because, like we just said, it don't even have to be the next morning. If she come back next week and say, hey, I was raped by this man, it's your word against hers. And under this kind
it
of system,
it is what it is.
Yeah, if you're a black man and a white woman say you raped her, you're pretty much done. You might as well hang it up. You know, so, you know, that was part of the message that was being sent with this whole case. So, that's where it's at. So, let me see here.
Call the 616-314-616 caller.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I had kind of called back in because I had a delivery I had to take. But,
indeed.
I was going to also say that what's interesting to me is, you know, the way that they prop this case up is one thing to get white people on code about it, but you have more black people slandering the man than you have white people because we believe in white supremacy more than we believe in black nationalism. And that's something that really
matters.
And, you know, I sit back and look at it, and I was in a barbershop yesterday. We have a barbershop talk, and, you know, guy saying, oh, man, I wouldn't have him around my knees, and he did this and that. I said, okay, because you were there. You know, so you want me to believe the white
exactly.
man. And, you know,
exactly.
more or less, it's like, you know, hey, this system that is bringing this man under are the same people that raped your ancestors, kidnapped you, did everything unimaginable to you, but now because it's lucrative to them and their system to do something to you, then they've already changed your perception, your mind of how you view somebody. And understand this. Oh, well, he admitted guilt. Admitting guilt on trial doesn't mean that you're guilty of anything because how many people do you know that have admitted guilt on certain things, black people I'm talking about, with the understanding that admission of guilt will give you a lesser sentence to avoid going to trial or doing certain things. And you never know what they might have told this man. You know,
And
these people throw their rocks and hide their hands.
Exactly. And we should know that by now. But he never admitted to raping women. That's what I'm saying. People like, well, he admitted in a deposition. Listen, I read the deposition. You see what I'm saying? People be talking.
Did he admit to the drugs or the pills?
He admitted. This is what he admitted to. I touched on this earlier. He admitted to buying Quaaludes and giving them to women consensually to have sex. And then one of the prosecuting lawyers asked him, did you give these Quaaludes to women unknowingly? And he replied, no. So
okay.
None of us was there. So who are we, you
right.
know, who, where are we going to say? We don't know. He said he didn't give them to, he was saying it was consensual. He had Quaaludes, told him about it. They drank, partied, and had sex. So he admitted to
okay.
buying Quaaludes to give to women to have sex, which people buy drugs, they buy drinks,
right.
they
right.
buy a lot of
right.
things to, you know, party and then, you know, do what they do after the party. You know what I'm saying? So that's the
okay.
only thing he admitted to. Now, that is in a deposition. It is online. I implore anyone to go read it for yourself and see
okay.
the questions they asked and what the man said, you know. So,
okay.
But
and
I agree with what
I mean,
you said.
I mean,
because
like,
we got,
like just,
go ahead.
When I'm looking at these accusations, and again, it's about bringing down black leaders, I think about the time that Mike Tyson did that for something he didn't do. And even Michael
mm-hmm.
Jackson, well, I don't know if you guys touched
yeah.
on this, but here it is all these years later, now that the man done passed everything, the three
mm-hmm.
people that came out and lied on trial admitted that they lied, and one of the guys killed himself.
Yep.
So you see
yep.
you see how your mind is easily manipulated by what these white supremacists tell you?
Yep. Yep. And that's the yeah, that's the thing. Because I want to just have people, you know, just think in your head. Think of any black icon that has passed away, and mostly all of them got some type of dirt by their name
right.
or something they didn't did. Like you say, Mike Tyson, Mike Jackson, Tupac, you know, Bill Cosby, here it is, Richard Pryor, like anyone you can name, there's been a slander and things on their name. Now, true enough, they're not totally innocent because we're all responsible for our behaviors and what we do.
Right.
But then when you look at these white icons, they go down in infamy with no problem. Like they were just upstanding angels.
But,
you dig
well,
what I'm saying?
Let me say this too before I get off the line. It's amazing to me, and understandably, you know, if you're under probably, you know, 50-something, you probably wouldn't understand. But it's up to us to come into our own conscience and awareness about this. But we failed to study the COINTELPRO. This thing didn't end with Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X and all these guys. This thing is still
That's
going
right.
today. And the number
yeah.
one thing in COINTELPRO to bring down the black leaders is to destroy and assassinate the character. You look at Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm X,
yeah.
you know, all those people that they were saying that he molested all these boys and here a man is,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, muscle-wise and could choose any white that he wanted to. But they were trying to focus
mm-hmm.
in because they know that the worst thing that I can say about a person is they molested a kid, you know. And
mm-hmm.
it's crazy to me that, okay, to get him into sentencing and give him 137 years was one thing. But after he was convicted in their system, the publications that they wrote is like, hey, we were going to do anything to take this land. That was our goal, was to take the land.
Oh, yeah.
So it was
yeah.
it wasn't about, you know, bringing justice to people that may have been victimized. It was about taking the
yep.
man land and destroying what he had built.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep.
all I have for you
yep.
guys, and I appreciate the time and the dialogue has been much needed. You guys have had some very interesting points in the past three weeks or so.
Yes, sir. We appreciate
Thanks
you calling.
Call.
We
appreciate
we definitely appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in and always supporting us.
So, yeah, I mean, you made some good points. You want to chime in, Mufasa? As far as, do you think this was about, yeah, let me just ask you, but do you think this was about justice for women who've been sexually assaulted, or do you think that was another agenda?
Yeah, it was definitely another agenda. That's why I'm pissed off at Bill for not understanding what he was dealing with. It was definitely another agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's
sir.
Why I'm tripping out. Like you saw this woman smiling and all happy because of what he's going through. You happy over an 81-year-old man going to prison that gave you $3 million? Man, please. She's a
Exactly. And
Bill tripping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know if people know, but she's actually they had interviewed her friend, if you look at the case, where her friend was saying that Andrea Constantine was telling her that she was trying to get money out of celebrities and out of Bill Cosby. She had lied in the first mistrial, I believe, like 5 or 6 times. Basically, her story wasn't really adding up. You know what I'm saying? So this woman has a questionable background. Her motives are questionable. And, again, this is the only case that he was tried for, because people talk about the other, quote-unquote, 30 women. That this is not the this was not the trial for that. This was just
Bill
one person.
Better off, he would have been better off finding him a stripper chick and have his little fun.
Exactly.
You know they got professional women out here. They got professional women out here that is down to do what you want. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm saying it is professional women out here that'll give you the pleasures that you want. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let that be a lesson, like I say, to up-and-coming people. Let this be a lesson to you. You better watch the women that you're dealing with, because they come back and get you.
Right, come back and that brings it. Yes, sir. That made me think of another point I think they were trying to send, too, and that is the message to all black celebrities, especially at the height of their game. So my thing is, I'm thinking that Oprah should be on alert. I'm thinking that Barack Obama should be on alert. I'm thinking Jay-Z and Beyonce should be on alert. Tyler Perry. Anybody who's in these quote-unquote entertainment fields and, you know, that's dealing with a lot of this stuff, they have to be on alert, especially if you're black, because at any point they can bring down some charges on you. They can, you know, do, like, it's just a lot of things. But the good news is you can protect yourself if we're unified in our thinking and we're unified in our code. You see what I'm saying? The code is for us to protect ourselves. And Bill was totally off code in a lot of his actions. You see what I'm saying? And that just goes to show that when you off code, it comes back to haunt you and you're not protected, you know, by the group. You're not protected like that. So I think they was trying to send a message to other black celebrities to, you know, to play by the rules, to do what we say or, you know, we're going to come down. And like I say, everybody was working in tandem. This is what I always talk about when we talk about white supremacy. The media was on code, because in all the media stories, rapist, rape, even though he was never convicted of rape. But that's the story that it went with. So the media was on code. Then you got the judicial system in Pennsylvania on code. You know, you got the prosecutor, you got the judge, all these people. See, they're all working together to get this man convicted and show the narrative of the black man being a predator, Bill Cosby being a rapist, blah, blah, blah. You know, they just selling their story. So, you know, like I say, everybody's on code. Without the right hand happening to know what the left hand doing, they just stay on code and they just run with it. You know, now you got 81-year-old destroyed
legally
legacy.
Blind.
Yeah, you got an 81 legacy doing state time. You know,
legally blind,
and
man.
Image,
and they feel like they got an accomplishment.
They feel like they won. They did something. The judge said he was a violent sexual predator. I'm like, the man, 81, he could barely walk without a cane. Well,
man,
I'm like,
he ain't doing nothing no different than what all them other folks up in Hollywood was doing.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Not to mention, not to mention Brett Kavanaugh, who I predict right here and now on Collective Minds, he will be selected as a Supreme Court judge, I believe. And this is Brett Kavanaugh, and women have come out and said that he sexually assaulted them, he raped them, him and his boy ran trains on a woman that came out. So this just goes to show the dynamics and the type of power that this guy, Brett Kavanaugh, has as opposed to Bill Cosby, who was worth way more money. But due to him being a black male, he's at the mercy of the system. You see what I'm saying? So that dynamic is very interesting. And like I say, Kavanaugh would probably be a Supreme Court judge here coming up, but yet he has sexual assault charges on him. Not to mention Bill Clinton has been known to fool around with a lot of women. Our current president, Donald J. Trump, has been known to fool around with a lot of women. So, you know, this stuff happens with powerful men when they get in positions. And Bill just got caught up, like I say, because he wasn't moving right and he was not on cover. So,
Kelly, you put on notice. You ain't Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner can get away with that. Well, a brother man can't. You on notice. You better stay on cold, brother. Get it together.
Yeah, that is exactly right. So, this should be a lesson. Like I say, when I seen that picture of Bill in the suit and in the mug shot, that had me feeling some type of way. You know what I'm saying? That had me feeling some type of way. And image like that just destroyed everything about the Cosby Show for me, you know.
I can't front it. It bothered me, and it saddened me too, man. Like I say, to see that elderly man, somebody who I know like throughout the years, the Cosby Show, Fat Albert, all that type of stuff, to see him get reduced to, you know, such a state, man.
Yeah, it was sad,
it's
man.
It's always
man,
a sad thing when you see people die
legally blind. Yeah, it was sad, and like I say, I fell into the trap because I love the Cosby Show, and I thought Bill Cosby was Cliff Huxtable, and I know better, you know what I'm saying? But coming up, and it was such an iconic show, and you know, we loved it every Saturday, and I just thought Bill was the same guy, Cliff Huxtable.
This what I guess saved me some is because by me used to watch a lot of old shows. See, I remember some of the shows that he did, like with Sidney Poitier and stuff like that back in the day.
In them shows, right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I knew Bill wasn't the, you know, I looked at it as a show.
Wholesome.
I always kept it in context that it's a show. It's
right.
You know,
there you go.
It's a show, like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I'm feeling it.
I mean, but it's like, for me, though, if I would have felt like, you know, he was still doing this bad behavior or currently doing the bad behavior, it wouldn't matter if he's, you know, old or not to me, you know, but I just think with this situation, I'm just skeptical about the accusers because it's been so much time. But for instance, if he was in fact doing it and still doing it, then okay, you know, because it's like if he's an elder, if he still do something wrong, you know, I'm not gonna just be like, oh my gosh, you know, he's an elder. So that part for me doesn't really matter, you know. But I just don't think whether if he was, you know, he could be 50. You know, and it was 20 years ago. I just don't think that's just fair. You know, I just think they should just look more into it. Like I say, you teach your kids to speak up. So it's like, come on, man, you an adult. You going to wait all this time? And that's the biggest thing that just got me on this, you know, that these women chose to wait years up on top of years and on top of years to say something, to say somebody done something to them. That just don't seem right.
Because I mean, that's the thing. If you don't tell, but like, say you're an aspiring actor, and he does sexually assault you, and you say you don't tell because that may ruin your career or mess up your career opportunities, then I feel like that's on you. Because you're concerned about your quote unquote career? As opposed to your safety somebody raping you, right? Well, maybe, you know, if that's what you gotta, if you feel like you gotta deal with that in order to be a successful actor or actress, which a lot of them say they do, then that's on you.
to me, like, I don't think, you know, that should be, you shouldn't be like, well, I didn't come out because he was too powerful. You know, he might ruin my career. I can't be an actor then. You know, I don't think that's a valid argument. Like, kind of what you were saying, Roger. If you waiting so long to come out and you feel like, oh, well, I'm an actor and he could ruin my career and I'm, well,
yeah.
It's either you tell on the rapist or you go along with it. Like, I don't know.
Right, exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I don't know what
definitely, I see what you're saying.
Tell on the rapist and still try to pursue your career, or you just go along with it and don't say anything and still pursue your career.
If your career is that important, where you will allow someone to rape you for it, then you the problem. It ain't the man.
There you go.
It's you. You the problem because you willing to allow this bad behavior to be inflicted on
you. So you
can
be an actor and be famous.
Right, so exactly. You
so
the problem.
It goes back to
your way of thinking.
Yeah, it goes back to
problem.
Your agenda. Exactly. That goes back to your
right,
agenda
so they
and what you went
they got
for.
Their career pop and got known, then they like, yeah, now I'm going to go tell on you. So
right.
Your priorities was wrong. They're like,
right,
okay, I made it now. Now I'm about to go tell on you. Their priorities is wrong. That's not.
Oh, I did
that's
make
I'm like,
it. I did make it and I'm bitter. So I'm going to still tell.
Yep.
You know
exactly.
Man.
So it's
no,
like, that's why I say that these women should be penalized for not speaking up. You know, they should be penalized. And that's and that penalty should mean that this man should not go to jail. Okay, you told, you exposed him. Okay, everybody know now. That's his punishment that. Now people is going to criticize him and judge him. Some people may believe you. Some people may not. He may not, you know, work again. Okay, that's his punishment. But to go to jail, that's just too much.
Yeah, they were setting an example. But yeah, his, like I say, his legacy, the damage is done to all that work he put in. As a comedian, it's pretty much done. But like I say,
right, and that
shame
should have been
on
his
beer.
Punishment.
Yeah.
That's enough, you know.
Yeah. And so he
lost a lot of money, you know. His reputation got messed up. All that.
Yeah.
So it's like that's his punishment, and now you're ready to lock this man up for some stuff that happened. So long ago, if these women had plenty of opportunities to say something and stand up, I'm not buying that. There's just something that's just not right there. I don't see how anybody could understand that. That just doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like you say, and then see, most people are going off the narrative that they just see on the news. They don't do any type of research. They don't read the deposition. They're going by what they're told on the news. Now, we know mainstream news is a script. There's an agenda. There's like one or two corporations that run all the news. They even got videos on YouTube where the newscasters in different cities and states say the exact same thing. People, this is what we're dealing with. These news media outlets are dealing with the same script handed to them by one or two people all across the country. No matter where you go, it's the same thing. So they're reading the same script. So people who
they
talk
called,
like that are
public
just,
service announcements.
Yeah, exactly. Public service announcements. So people who talk like that are not actually looking into the case. When you look at this case again, Constantine is very questionable. Her testimony is questionable. She's on record lying multiple times. You dig what I'm saying? And a lot of the women that accused him, like, they were never vetted. And based on the deposition that Bill did in 2005, he didn't remember a lot of these women because they were asking him about woman A or woman B or something like that. And he was like, well, I don't really remember. So we're talking about stuff that happened in 70s, 80s, 90s. Bill is 80-some years old. his memory's bad. I'm sure he was having sex with a lot of women. I don't deny that. Like, that's very believable. But as far as him recalling all the women, I at this age, I don't even know if that's possible. So, you know, for them to wait that long, like, you know, Roger Starr was saying, is this up to anybody? Because you can bring up, you can put up 60 women, but if Bill had to identify, oh, I remember her, I'm sure it'd be a lot of women that he don't even remember meeting. So they could easily just get up, you know, 30 women. Let's say he had sex with 30 and they just randomly picked another 30 just to go along with the story. That is very possible when we're dealing with these outlets. And then we're dealing with the lawyer, who was the lawyer for Constantine, Gloria Allred, who is a known feminist, black male hater type of person. You dig what I'm saying? This is the lawyer that everyone runs to get when it's time to accuse a black man of something. They go get Gloria Allred or her daughter, Lisa Bloom. You see what I'm saying? Like, these are the things that we got to be privy to and understand that, hey, the game is big. There's a lot of moving parts. But if you do your due diligence and kind of, you know, go outside of the mainstream narrative, if you go outside of that, you can actually come to some sort of truth, or you can actually come closer to the truth, because the mainstream news is only going to tell you what the agenda is. They're going to go by that script. So it's up for the people to do their own due diligence and own research into a lot of these cases and these news stories that come out, you know, so we can try to get closer to the truth as possible. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think this has been very interesting, and it's been a lot of debates online I've been seeing, and, you know, people in their feelings. You know, we just seen a huge icon in America fall. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like that, like, fall. And he fell hard.
Death.
Yeah, he fell hard, and you know, it just was not a good look, you know. It was just not a good look.
Yeah.
But we coming down to the last 8 minutes of the show. Again, y'all, this is Collective Minds. We got another one in the bag. We are logging, and we are logging in these conversations so we can have as a time capsule, you know, 5-10 years down the line to see what was going on in America during these times. So thank you for all the support here at Collective Minds Radio. You know, we about to step up our branding and get some things going, so be on the lookout for that. And thank you to all the callers, listeners, and supporters. You know, I'll let y'all have the last word, man. Like I say, that image really touched me of seeing Bill in them handcuffs walking out. I can't even front.
Yeah,
you know,
it was definitely a sad look. You know, I wouldn't want that to be my granddad. I can tell you that.
But
I would not want to see my granddad walking down, shaking like that, going to God knows what. But Mufasa, you're saying that because you feel like, you know, he was just off code anyway, and so you get what you asked for, basically, right?
Well,
is that
what?
How you feel, Mufasa? I mean, didn't you just say forget Bill Cosby?
Yeah, that was just my ignorance. I didn't mean it.
I'm really just pissed off, you know what I'm saying? I'm pissed off that of his act.
Yeah.
I just got to keep it real. I'm like, dog, man. It's like,
so you think
and I hate
dumb,
to see
really
so many.
Huh? Like a dumb thing.
Hell
you
yeah, that
was
dumb. Like,
when
Brother Kev said earlier, the whole illusion of inclusion.
It is
you
what
get
it is.
Money, and you think it's all good to be sleeping around with these white women. It ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You doing cocaine and you on Larry King laughing and giggling and sniggling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dang, man, how could you be tricked?
It
Duke?
Is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That
so
money
I'm
and
just
power
hoping that, yeah, we all need to be looking at that like, man, you can't be
sleeping in the bed with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You know what I'm saying?
Not.
We
nope.
know how they are. From
it is what
them.
It is.
And you set yourself up for a big time failure. I mean, this failure came back hard, like
hard.
At, you know, not only that,
I mean, years later.
Yeah, this crushed a lot of people. You know how many people, you know, like we upset about it, but you know how many people probably like broke down crying, like in tears, like this is Bill Cosby. You know, you hurt
right.
a lot of black people.
It is what it is.
With your act. With
and
your
not
act.
To mention, look, check this out. The people that worked on the show, they're not getting them checks now because they didn't pull the Cosby show off. So he not only hurt them, he hurting the people that used to work on the show. You know, because they pulled
it
the
is
show
what
and
it
royalty
is.
Check. He, nobody's getting them royalty checks. That's why Homeboy was working at Trader Joe's, reading the old app. You know what I'm saying? Because them royalty checks been slowed up based on, you know, this case and Bill Cosby's action. Because, you know, make no mistake, he was out there getting it in.
Well, y'all still watch the Cosby show? Well, y'all, if y'all was able to get it on DVD or whatnot, would y'all still watch the show? Do y'all still support the show itself?
I would. I mean, it was a good show, but I couldn't look at it the same.
I think
I'm going to keep it real.
Right, well, for me, my issue is that I've seen them already, so it's like it has no reflection on him in this case or nothing. I can watch it if it was something one that I never seen. I can watch it, but you know, I'm not that entangled like that, you know.
But you ain't gonna be watching. You ain't gonna be watching the show like, oh, I can't look at this. I can't stomach this because this, you know, this man is this and the third, right?
No,
right.
No, it doesn't affect me that way.
Oh, no,
you're going to be looking at Bill like, ah, he didn't let him. He about to leave the setting, just
like,
go
Yeah,
I'm
going to
leave the setting and
go be
get somebody.
That's forever in my head. That's forever in my head.
It is what it is.
Been wrong, so I would look.
It ain't in my head because I wasn't there. I wasn't there for the experience, so it's not in my head. And it just kind of go off of what somebody said. It's like that. No, I'm not gonna even try to put that image in my head like
right,
that. I
as
wasn't.
Much as I tried
yeah, like I said, I don't appreciate that. It just took so long for them to say something that's so questionable to me and suspicious. That I just wouldn't even have entertained that as a judge. It's just not.
Hey.
It's just not valid enough. You know,
lesson learned. Satan
exactly.
is real.
Lesson learned. Yeah.
Satan is real.
It's just crazy.
And we need to be careful.
Look,
of laying in the bed with Satan.
Look how crazy this is. Because
that's what Bill
though.
Did.
Now,
now,
say for instance. You
doing
all the dumb things, you know. Now, when you turn 50 years old, 50, 60, 70, 80, have old Bill Cosby, 80 years old, and somebody come knocking on your door about something that we all in that position right now, that in years from now, somebody come knocking on our door for something that they are going to can accuse us of when we was 30. You know how ridiculous that is? We all can be in that position right now.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It is what it is.
Really. Hey, it's 28, y'all. Go on, sign us out right.
Yep. Let's go on run the theme music. Great show, y'all.
The theme music.
Appreciate everybody. Follow us on social media.
Yeah, thank everybody for calling in.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We appreciate y'all.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the turn, we about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's owning or a new point. Calling with your viewpoint compared to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, words to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. We've been going deeper, breaking.
been up the sleeper. Poopy been a keeper. Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
Like.